Did you ever wonder if it's too late for you in life, that you've waited too long to get started in what you really wanted to do? Well, a minister of a bygone era preached a sermon on the life of Moses and called it Life Begins at 80. Yes, Moses was 80 and had settled into the life of a sheepherder when God called him and had a different plan for him. Maybe in his call at 80, we can find some encouragement for our own work. Okay, so life begins at 80. Moses' story really began as God looked down upon his hurting, enslaved people. God wanted to send just the right leader to lead them out of their slavery and pain. Surely, there had to be many young, strong, charismatic leaders among 600,000 Israelite men. But God did not choose any of them. There were, no doubt, many men with the gift of words. God wasn't looking for a wordsmith. There were certainly those who would have jumped at the chance to lead for God or die trying. God did not choose one of those brave souls. Instead, God chose a man who ran away from his family while they were in slavery and then stayed away for 40 years. God chose a man who was a poor speaker. God chose a man who was afraid to accept a big challenge. God chose a man who did not want to be a leader. God chose Moses. He was all of these things and more. Moses just wanted to be left alone. Moses did not choose the task. God chose it for him. One of Shakespeare's characters said, "Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust upon them." Moses had greatness thrust upon him. 4 times Moses gave excuses to God why he could not do what God called him to do. 4 times God answered his objections. Finally, Moses said, "Oh Lord, please send someone else to do it." Exodus 4:13. No excuse. Just make someone else do it. Moses was not very different than most of us. God has a task for each of us. We may not want it and may resist it, but God keeps urging us. Paul urged Timothy, "Do not neglect your gift." 1 Timothy 4:14. We all have been given a gift, a talent, a calling. God would not let Moses get away with rejecting his call. In the end, Moses did the thing God led him to do. Maybe you too have resisted a challenge that God has placed before you. Maybe you have refused even to see the challenge. Maybe you are happy with things just as they are. But God says to you, do not neglect your gift. Perhaps you're not 80. Maybe you're 30 or 40 or 50. If so, then your life's title can read, Life Begins at 50. Go ahead and begin it. God will be with you on the journey. I'm Lonnie Davis. Today's heart word is Matthew 16 and verse 26. What good will it be for a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? Thank you for joining us today in Day Words.